Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about the dead everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Oh. Which party does Santa poll for when he goes to pull the levers at the polls in the North Pole? Merry Christmas.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from joyous Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting to my right, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. What a brilliant intro, Matt. Well done.
Thank you. It must have taken
hours of editing and processing and production.
Yep. Actually, I just hit the remove the hiss button, and it was gold. Gold!
Okay. The hiss button. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I look for the add the hiss button, but I like that raw feel to it, you know. Not quite as polished, not as professional.
Right. Kind of like a Green Day album.
Thanks. But not Nickelback. Oh, no.
No. So, how's everything today in your redneck Bill of the Woods?
A little bit of an outrage this morning.
What?
I had to deal with the general public early this morning. That's always, I know, always a touchy subject with me, but got through that.
That's good.
But then the outrage is that they are charging 99 cents per donut now.
Hmm.
99 cents for a donut?
What
you got to be kidding me. 69 cents. And 69 was a great number. That's
exactly
a substantial increase. And I tell you what, that's, I mean, 99 cents per donut. You're talking about a dozen donuts up over $10, $11.
Yeah,
I mean, it's getting pretty close that you can't even take donuts to your Occupy Wall Street rally now because you can't afford them.
That's true.
They're a product reserved for the 1%, for the upper class.
Not good.
Kind of like pizza from a lot of the pizza joints. I mean, I can't believe how expensive that is, other than the $10 Pizza Hut pizza.
They're still hanging in there with that here up here.
Yeah, man, you know, and it used to be $10 was an outrage for pizza.
Sure.
I'm getting old, aren't I?
Well, it was funny. The schmoopster filled up the Bagwine mobile yesterday, and she said, "I got gas for $3.19," and we were both happy.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah, and of course, my car says premium only. Yeah.
They all do.
$3.54 a gallon. It's an outrage.
I've only had one car in my life that actually had to have premium. And that was a 1985 Grand Am, or 1986 Grand Am, because if you put anything less than premium, I mean, it ran all right, but man, it just pinged and pinged and pinged.
Right. Well, the main reason I have to put premium in that car is because if I put regular unleaded in it, the regular unleaded has ethanol. And screw that.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad for your high-performance foreign engines, you know.
Well, you know what corn looks like after you eat it. You can imagine what it's doing to the engine of your car.
Exactly. Oh, Fluffalicious.
Well,
$2.95 a gallon for super unleaded. Man, that's a bargain right there. And Ola Fluffalicious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, a shout out to Fluffalicious and the other guest we have in the room, and I have one other shout out, Jay. A shout out to my son, who's probably in a fetal position in algebra class right now, as the mighty ECA Lions, and took it on the chin last night, and my hotshot son, who says he's the best shooter in Ohio, went 0 for everything last night. So let's hope he survives.
Character building.
It is. He is scrappy.
Teaching moment. It's a teaching moment for him and the rest of the team.
As I told him last night at about 9:38, when he was in the drive, calling me from the drive-through at McDonald's with his mom, very upset, I said, "Short memory, short memory."
But he's still got his McDonald's, so that, you know.
Yeah,
maybe it should have been no McDonald's for you.
Exactly.
No Big Mac for you.
A bottle of water and a piece of hard toast. Here you go, pal.
Yeah, start knocking down a couple more threes, and we'll talk about, you know, a little bit more for dinner.
So, any shout-outs on your end?
No.
Okay.
No.
Very good.
No. Other than shout-out to the gazillions of people we had in the chat room last Saturday night.
Wow. Yeah,
apparently Saturday nights are that's when the action is. Either that or we just got lucky after Dr. Mike and Warrior Cat retweeted our show, and we got flooded with people from
them. Well, let's hope they continue to do so.
Yeah. Well, we keep retweeting their show. They retweet our show, and we just tweet each other all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Soviet collective.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I was going to get into this. Today about Tim Tebow and
saw you tweeting about that, and I wasn't sure where you're going there. Lay it on me.
Yeah, that Tim Tebow and Newt Gingrich may just have something in common here. This last Sunday, Olympic downhill skier, a U.S. Olympic skier, gold medal skier, Lindsey Vonn, was in the Tebow family suite at Mile High Stadium. And apparently, Tim Terrific and Lindsey are an item.
Really?
Now, what makes this most interesting, because otherwise I wouldn't give a flying shit, and I still don't, but is that Lindsey is married.
What?
She announced 10 days ago that she and her husband were separating and she was filing for divorce. Apparently, their marriage went downhill. Hey-o!
Yeah.
there are some whispers that Tim may be the reason.
Whoa.
I know. And this comes as a complete shock that somebody who has spent much of his time talking about his, you know, that Jesus is the only person he had sex with, and that, you know, his virginity, and that he's married to, you know, to Jesus or whatever, might be, you know, getting busy with Lindsey Vonn and breaking up her marriage.
Wow.
But, of course, this is all just rumor and speculation, but that's when it's interesting. When
exactly.
we get the facts, nobody will care.
Exactly. Hey, and here's what I don't get, though, Jay. You're talking about Tim Tebow perhaps dating someone who's still married. I don't see the how that relates to Newt Gingrich.
Well, in that Newt Gingrich has a tendency to date women while he's married to other women.
Really?
Yes. I know it's a shocking development since he did sign the no adultery pledge.
That's what I was going to say.
but what he meant was no more adultery.
Oh, okay.
And
now
so.
I understand Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum have already signed that pledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's not quite hypocritical for them.
Right.
Because Michelle Bachmann
and Rick Santorum,
their husband.
Santorum being the Catholic that he is. They don't want any more kids, and I don't think Michelle Bachmann has ever had sex with her husband.
Exactly. Yeah.
They say they have their own children, but I think they just crowd in a couple of those foster kids they talk about.
I think so, too. I think they bought them from the neighbors or something.
Yes. How much for the white girl? Of course, it would have gone more like this for Marcus. How much for the white girl? She's pretty.
I'd dress her up. But I think that I believe it was John Huntsman didn't sign it when asked about the adultery pledge. And I believe he said something along the lines of that he took that when he got married. Woo, zinger. But I don't know why John Huntsman's running a Republican primary. He's not a Republican.
Well, I think he's right. I've mentioned this before. I think he just finds it fun.
Yeah, just something to do.
Yeah, get to go to exotic places.
Like Matumbo, Iowa.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, Jay. Speaking of exotic places, most people, they may not know. J-Man and I will be doing a IWS radio show live on Christmas. But, Jay, I'm not going to be in Bagwine during that show.
Oh, really? Where are you going to be?
I am going to be broadcasting live with Rick Perry next to me on the white sandy beaches of Solidra.
I did see that where he thought that was a country. Even Sarah Palin thinks Rick Perry is an idiot.
And if I can download the Rosetta Stone quickly enough, I am going to broadcast the whole thing in the language of Solindran.
That's going to be quite the treat.
Yes.
Hit the torrent. See if you can torrent that Rosetta Stone. No reason to pay that price.
Exactly. Well, I figure that they could probably give me, they know I'm coming, they could give me a copy of that free to study up since Obama gave their country $500 million.
Yeah, but yeah, it would be the least that they could do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Obama will be there to apologize to them for something soon enough.
That's right.
You know, he's the apologizer in chief.
And with any luck, when we get there, all hell will break loose because they'll be going through the Solyndra Spring. There'll be an uprising or something.
Well, you know, the protester was named the Person of the Year, Times Person of the Year.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, by the way, people on Twitter, protester is spelled E-R, not O-R. Just, you know, for your information, I guess. Not that they care. But it's not a protestor. It's a protester.
Well, maybe they don't like to be confined by the rules of the English language. What's wrong?
That maybe. They don't like rules, period. So.
No.
If you're a protester, you don't give a crap what the rules are.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I think that that includes us, because we've done our fair share of protesting this year.
Yes, we have.
We protested Time Warner Cable.
That was huge.
And we protested the Ozark CW, and MASH came back.
Yep. There you go. There's off. Two for two.
Yep. We protested all of the online video hosting sites until my friend Jeanette could post her video of her doing karaoke while drinking vodka.
Mm-hmm.
It was spectacular.
Yes.
Everything I dreamed it would be. There we go.
Three.
So, yeah. So we got some results.
Yes, we did.
Unlike the Occupy Wall Street crowd. But and I joined a Tea Party rally last spring here in Redneckville.
They weren't very nice to you, though.
Well, yeah, you know, they're not nice people. But anyway, I was there. I did my part protesting the government. I don't really know what I was protesting, but neither do they, so.
We're kind of like the tentacles of justice.
That we are. Reaching out and tickling people.
The only thing we haven't been able to rectify and or get rid of, and he just pulled up, and that was the angry mailman.
We still haven't dealt with the angry mailman.
No.
That's one of those things you just keep putting off. You just keep thinking of other things to deal with, you know.
Yeah. Like the Duggars in their time of sorrow and woe.
Yes. Hey, the phone lines are open, folks.
At 661-244-9852. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about non-adultery pledges, the GOP in general. What are you going to do for Christmas? And
How are Christmas preparations going?
Yeah.
There in Bagwine.
Oh, how are they going?
Yeah.
Well, I'm cooking Christmas. I'm going to cook something Christmas Day, and I want to do just something different. I don't want to do a ham. I don't want to do a turkey. So
yeah.
I'm trying to think of something not off the wall necessarily, but just something non-traditional that is good. So if you got any ideas about that, give us a call.
Yeah.
Anything come to mind with you?
I'm doing T-bones. T-bone steak.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And some baked potatoes. You know, just, you know. And quite
that
possibly.
That sounds like a Rick Perry Christmas.
Yeah, it does. Only we're not gonna go. Only we're not gonna go shooting afterwards.
Unless your mom's
at our,
friend
at our
comes
racist
over.
Hunting, yes, at our racist hunting camp.
So yeah, I'm trying to figure out something to make.
Yeah, gonna do that on Christmas Day after we do our show. Whatever time we decide to do the show at.
Well, what time would be best for you?
Well, I think somewhere around midday, noonish would probably work out pretty well, don't
you? I think so, too.
Okay, so we'll tentatively plan on that, because there will not be a Christmas Eve show.
No.
What about New Year's Eve? Do you have a New Year's Eve shindig to attend?
No, no, we spend that here. We do not. We bring in like 8 30 packs of Milwaukee's Best Light, 10 pizzas, and we don't leave the house.
And do you have to work on New Year's Eve?
Of course I do, just like Christmas Eve. I'll be working until 9 p.m. both nights.
Do you have to work New Year's Day?
Yes.
Unbelievable. God,
I know.
I tell you what, it's like you're a middle school kid and he's Newt Gingrich telling you to clean up around the place.
With any luck, drive by Mikey, you'll find someone cuter and just cast me aside.
Probably so. Oh, man. All right. So, okay, then we won't have a Christmas Eve, but we will have Christmas Day show. And, of course, we'll have next Wednesday. And, of course, this Saturday night at 11 p.m. will be our 100th show extravaganza.
It didn't. Oh, come on, you bitch.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Come on. Jeez.
I thought maybe you were yelling at angry mailman for a second.
No.
Watching him, he's putting mail in each box and he skips yours. Oh, come on, you son of a bitch. I had a Christmas card coming today.
I'm going to have to spray some WD-40 on that button.
Matt fights a constant battle with technology.
I hit the button, damn it. I know I did.
Sometimes BTR likes to just, you know,
screw with
us. Put up a fight. Yes. Oh, here's a great one for you, Matt. This is good. I don't know if you saw this yesterday.
All right. All right.
Tony Braxton, who we both love, was on Chelsea Lately, who I like.
Yes, I know.
Most of the time. Sometimes she annoys me, sometimes. But I mean, she has great legs, so, you know, you can let a lot go. Anyway, she was on Chelsea Handler, and Chelsea says to her that she understands, Tony, you're dating a white guy. And Tony says, yes, I'm playing in the snow. A phrase I've never heard, but I love.
I do too.
And some people have tried to make this out to be a racist statement, which is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I was very upset about this.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I think, you know, it's mostly people who are just trying to find a way to, you know, mostly people who think that white people are the oppressed people in this country. White Christians, those are the ones who never get anything in this country. But anyway, I love that phrase, playing in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use it myself. I also like to point out that Toni Braxton could blacktop me anytime she wants.
That's right. And as I told you, I always wanted to marry her, so she would be known forever as Tony Mahoney.
Exactly. Because there's nothing more awesome than rhyming names.
That's right.
When I was a kid, there was a guy up here named Greg Berry and his wife, Mary. Mary Berry. It's fantastic.
She was the talk of the town, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Quite the golfer, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She could play some golf. Deadly around the
green. Ball in the hole, couldn't she?
Oh, deadly. Had a great short game.
Ooh, I like to hear that. Because that's my forte.
oddly enough, I have a great short game too. So anyway, there's that about Toni Braxton. I would marry Toni Braxton, even though. Well I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she's declared bankruptcy twice now, right? So.
Yeah. What's your problem?
That's one time more than I have. That's not.
Oh hell, she can always cut another album, get on top again.
She could do. Well, she could do Playboy. She'll certainly look better than Lindsay Lohan.
We shouldn't talk about that during Christmas.
I was on Reddit, and oh, by the way, things are going great on Reddit. I'm able to post to any board I want so far. I've got like 390 something karma points.
Damn.
And I've racked up about 100 comment points, and I'm just doing well there. And I posted the show to Reddit. It didn't do any good, but I posted the show to because I posted to the podcast board, and I'm being careful. I'm trying not to post things where they don't belong. That's where you get in trouble, apparently.
Evidently.
Yeah, but somebody posted all of the photos from Lindsay Lohan's Playboy. I really wouldn't call it spread because. She doesn't pray.
Oh,
but.
God. More like an ooze. It was an ooze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I posted that, or somebody posted it, and God help me, I could not resist clicking the link. And I was more than a little disappointed. She was, first of all, blonde, which I didn't care for.
Yes.
And she was trying to recreate Marilyn Monroe Playboy spread, and that's not going anywhere. Now, trying to compare yourself to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that's...
No.
That's an image killer right there.
No, exactly. And if you don't end up getting killed by a former president's brother, then it never works anyway. Just a theory I have to subscribe to that Bobby Kennedy killed her. But anyway. Because it's far more exciting than she just overdosed, you know. So anyway, well, we got about a minute and a half left in the live stream, and so we want to thank everybody.
And you still have time to call in, Fluffalicia, at 661-244-9852.
We really do need to have Fluffalicious call in.
Yes.
Sometime. I almost said call us in. Yeah. To the police.
Exactly. Report us would be a better phrase.
Yeah. You know, just remember, Fluffalicious, that restraining order does not stop you from calling us. Just saying.
That's right.
And, of course, anybody listening live right now will want to come back and listen in the archives. And, when you listen to the archives, you can just fast-forward the show to the last 15 minutes if you've heard the first 30 minutes. We're not forcing you to sit through the whole thing again. Hell, we don't even sit through the whole thing again.
I rarely turn my speakers on.
But you'll want to come back and listen to the last 15 minutes because there's just no telling what we might discuss.
It's madcap.
Yeah. And then the Saturday shows, you'll want to tune in the last 15 minutes because that's when you'll get to hear Tea Break with Schmoop.
That's going to be a big segment right there.
Yeah, that segment right there is just setting the world on fire, just like your pee.
That's right. And sadly enough, I knew you were going to say that.
And I got it in just as just before we went in archive. Fluffalicious says that one of these days when she's not at work while she's listening, she will call in.
Yeah, how many times have we heard that?
Yeah. You know, I hate to say it, but I've heard all the great excuses from the babes. Let me tell you, they
kind of mirrors the beer mine, J-Man. Someone will come in, hey, do you have, and whatever it is. No, we don't. Well, if you carry that, I'll be through every day. And then you never see it again.
Exactly.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
So what about this Santa fella?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not this Santa fella. His political affiliation. I think it's
Jay, we have breaking news. Behind the mail truck, a car just pulled in. It's black. It looks like a cop car initially. Can you hear the horn honking?
Yeah.
It is adorned with stickums of Dallas Cowboy hats, Dallas Cowboy stars, two Dallas Cowboy flags, and even an antenna thing on the top that looks like a little Dallas Cowboy helmet.
Jeez.
I think DeMarco Murray has just pulled in the bag line.
Well, he has nothing else to do the rest of the year.
Exactly. Oh,
what with the broken ankle and all.
Yeah, thanks, D. Murray.
Yeah, well, you've got a nearly 30-point lead going into the.
It's not
final
enough. He's got
weekend.
A good team. He's got Aaron Rodgers, for God's sake.
Well, Aaron Rodgers may have another 2.5 quarter game against Kansas City.
Yeah, I have thought about that too.
They may be up 42-7, and he'll be done for the day, and Matt Flynn will be out there.
Whom I like, because that's a nice Irish name.
Absolutely. Which is what you totally expect from a New Orleans guy. A nice Irish name.
Yeah, there's a lot of Irish down there. Or as we call them up north, Black Irish.
Down there playing at LSU with Francois and Hebert.
Yep.
Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, I only have a 7-point or 6-point lead on Doc, so I've got some problems. And clearly I'll have to score 120 to 130 points again to hang
well,
in
I think
there.
You can and, do it. You know,
well,
cool.
I already have one problem, and that's Adrian Peterson will be back, so the Toby Gerhart experiment is over. And James Starks will probably be back for the Packers, which will leave me
well,
with
could
fucking
pick, you could,
Ben
you
Jarvis
could pick
Greenham.
Him up. He's good for 3 carries for 5 yards.
Yes, he is. Before he tweaks the ankle again.
That's right. And darn ankle.
Yeah. So I'll be out there with God knows who. I noticed I can finally drop Darren McFadden if I want to. He's been on the no-drop list as he sat there injured for the last 7 weeks. And I know if I drop him, somebody will pick him up, and on the last week of the season, he'll run for 250 yards against me. So I have
always,
to keep him.
You can always pick up Fred Jackson.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah. Yes, the list of running backs whose lives I've destroyed this year. Felix Jones, Darren McFadden, Fred Jackson, Mark Ingram. Green Ellis was hurt for part of the year. God, there was another one, too, and I can't remember who it was. But
Felix is looking good now again.
He
That's
does
a
that
shame
for a couple of weeks.
Still have him.
Yeah, he's on waivers. He's available to whoever can get to him.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Barber is available on waivers. Anybody who wants somebody who will fumble the ball away late, lose the game.
Well, he didn't fumble it.
God made him
fumble it.
God slapped that ball right out of his hands. I love Tim Tebow. I do. I love watching this. It's the absurdity of it all, and the yelling and the finger pointing and the people going back and forth, and
it is hilarious.
Well, yeah,
God's
and
on his side. God's not on his side. When everyone should say, it's just a football game.
Right. Right. And oh, by the way, it's nice having a place kicker who can knock it through from 59 yards out consistently.
That could have been good from 69.
No kidding. It's great when Barber runs out of bounds and you get, a minute and a half instead of 17 seconds like he should have gotten. And then Barber fumbles the ball at midfield and you gain 9 yards and kick it through the uprights and win the game. So
maybe
anyway,
there is something supernatural going on there.
It could be. It could be. But
they are closer to God in Denver, being a mile high up.
True. True. But I just love the whole thing. I love, after all the ridiculous things the Bears did to lose that game, as soon as the game's over, the Bears fans are screaming about Tim Tebow rather than screaming about their own players and their own team.
Exactly.
And God, that Haney, have you seen him, any of his at quarterback? There's got to be guys who played in college sitting at home going, what the hell? How could Caleb Haney be in the league and me not?
It's the name.
Maybe. But anyway, so let's get onto this Santa Claus thing here that we started.
Oh, yeah. You had a great post today on I'm With Stupid on iwsradio.blogspot.com questioning Santa's political affiliation.
Yeah, and it's, I'm still not, I found it inconclusive. I broke it down scientifically. And I can't, the one thing I'm sure of is that he's not a libertarian.
And why is that?
Well, because, as I say in the post, that if he were a libertarian, he would tell the kids, you're on your own. And he wouldn't give a shit who was naughty or nice.
True.
And he would certainly be opposed to a worldwide spying apparatus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me think he's kind of Republican, because he really only tells the kids in Africa that they're on their own. I don't see Santa stopping by. And I know why he doesn't. Because kids in Rwanda and Ethiopia, they don't have the cookies and milk to lay out for him, so he just says, screw you.
Yeah, well, that's another one. I didn't put it on the list, but, he makes a big deal about being all altruistic and shit, but he does expect some kind of compensation.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of a Republican like attitude there.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I believe that there's some hoods in the U.S. that he doesn't go to. In Baltimore, Detroit, places like that.
He claims his GPS is a little off kilter on there.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he blames it on institutional racism of the government. How there's no freeway exits in the hood. So,
mm-hmm.
Which I actually found out in San Antonio on Southwest Side near the projects, thinking, there's I-35 or, I-410 right there or whatever. And if I could just find the entrance, I could get the hell out of here. But there wasn't one.
No.
if you put an on-ramp and an off-ramp near the ghetto, those people might, make their way around town. We can't have that.
That happened to me in Cleveland one time when I worked for the union. Ooh. Took the wrong exit, and I couldn't find an exit back to the first world. Fortunately, it was daylight.
Yeah, there you go. And you found out that the daytime hookers just aren't quite as impressive. Much
no,
like
they're not.
The strip club. But, you know, but Santa does have some qualities that make him appear democratic, and that is that,
oh, sure.
You know, he cares about little people.
He does.
And he lives in a town full of a bunch of freaks and misfits. Believes in alternative forms of transportation.
Yeah.
He's clearly a socialist.
Oh, God, socialist, he gives everything he has to everyone. Except, as we noted earlier, the black people.
Right. But he has, if you've watched multiple, well, there's another thing. He has appeared on multiple TV shows and movies. So he obviously has his SAG card. So he's a member of the union.
That's right.
And he's multicultural, multilingual. So, yeah, a lot of qualities that would fit in the Democratic Party.
True.
And if he is in the Republican Party, then he's the John Huntsman type.
And here's why he might not be a Republican. He has all these Democratic tendencies. I don't think Santa recognizes Hanukkah, does he?
I don't believe he does, no. He does seem to focus almost exclusively on Christians.
Yeah.
So that makes Rick Santorum happy.
Yes, it does.
He does not have any stated opinion on gays in the military, so Rick Perry still noncommittal.
I don't know. That little Dennis Delf and Rudolph the Reindeer. And he seemed
a little light in the loafers.
He seemed a little light in the pointed shoes.
Yeah, that whole thing about him wanting to be a dentist, that he didn't fit in with the rest of the elves. That was just all kind of a creative way of explaining his homosexuality.
Yes. On the other hand, it could be a Republican thing because he pulled himself up by the elf shoe straps, just like Horatio Alger.
Yeah.
One
and he
Ronald
loves coal.
Reagan's, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, old Horatio.
Yeah.
And of course, being an old white guy who's all about tradition makes him very Republican.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving operations outside of U.S. jurisdiction.
It's
very Halliburton of him.
Yeah, well.
And he's very judgmental.
He is.
So.
And it's not. And there are no shades of gray. You are either good or naughty.
That's right. Yeah. Naughty list, good list. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. And we got 40 seconds left, so.
All right.
We timed that out pretty well.
For what?
Excellent show.
Yeah.
Excellent show. Not as wild as last Saturday night's show, but.
No, but this one will be. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Of course, it will suck if we get there and we find only like four people in the chat room or something after the blowout last week. But anyway, 100th show celebration extravaganza.
That's a little hard to say,
here.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be huge.
It's going to be ginormous.
Absolutely. All right. Later.
Good show, Jay.